when I spoke to you last year, I raised Good Jobs for Everyone as a strategic frame for our department, and there's still a lot of work to do. We've lost 8 million jobs in the economy since 2007, so there's still an unemployment rate that's far too high, but our focus is on helping American workers prepare to get the skills that they need, to get the placement assistance they need, to get into good jobs, and once they get into those jobs, to assure that those jobs are have fair pay, that they're treated equally, that there's a work-family balance, that they're safe and healthy workplaces. So that's been a priority for the department ever since Secretary Solis and I came to the department back in 2009.
Now, when you're talking about getting the skills that they need, do you see that the skill set need is shifting in the federal workforce?
We're not seeing a radical shift in the economy as a whole, in industries. That's what you would typically need to see before anything like a skills shortage would arise. You would see a dramatic change in the mix of industries and the mix of occupations that you find in the economy. That's not what we're seeing a lot of in the economy. Really, the reason for unemployment, or the primary reason for unemployment, is simply that demand is down. You know, the economy has slowed. People are selling fewer goods and services. As a result, they need fewer workers. So there has been a slowdown in the labor market and a higher unemployment rate simply because there's less need for workers, because there's fewer consumers spending money, fewer businesses spending money, and although government has been spending a good bit of money, it hasn't really been enough to get the economy back to the full employment that we would all like to see. In the federal government, we have seen a lot of growth in places, but we haven't seen a dramatic shift in functions in the federal government. So we're not seeing, for example, a radical transformation in technology that requires a whole new set of IT skills for most workers. The Obama administration is doing a tremendous amount of innovation with respect to information technology, increasing productivity, in particular increasing openness and transparency with the public, but it's not a radical transformation of the government and the mix of occupations that we see in the government, very much like the private sector.
To that end, one of the things the Labor Department did the very first full week of January, first week of 2011, is hold a series of web chats and conference calls on the agenda and your to-do list, essentially. You held them all week long. Tell me about the decision-making process to actually pull that off, and how what sort of feedback you got from that.
Well, thank you very much for mentioning that. This is something that we're very proud of here. These were web chats to help to announce our fall 2010 regulatory agenda, which actually came out in the middle of December, and we didn't want to try to run these web chats during the holidays, so we waited until right after the new year. This is an innovative tool that we've run several times at the department before. I think this is our fourth or fifth try. We've done this with our regulatory agenda before. We've done it with our budget in the past. It's a way of allowing the public, a much larger segment of the public, to interact with our assistant secretaries and our career senior leaders, and to ask questions that they want to get answered by the folks who really know. So we, for each of our agencies that participated in the writing of the regulatory agenda, they set aside an hour. We let the stakeholders and the trade press and members of Congress and anybody who's interested in our regulatory agenda know about the web chats, and folks barrage us with questions about the regulatory agenda, and we actually run a little bit of a contest inside the department to see which of our agencies can answer the most questions. The winning agency this year, which was the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs, answered over 100 questions inside of an hour. And what's wonderful about these web chats is, instead of talking to an auditorium full of people with 200 or 300 or 400 people, these web chats reach thousands and thousands of people. This year, more than 7,000 people participated in the web chats live, and we've already had more than 1,500 views of the web chats after the fact. So thousands and thousands and thousands of people from all over the country are asking questions about our regulatory agenda, learning about what we're doing here, getting, in some cases, very specific answers to their questions, but also engaging the process.
So I take it this is going to happen again.
Oh, we're quite committed to it. And let me just say, our staff has a tremendous amount of fun for it. It's maybe our most effective team-building exercise in the department, because what we end up with is, with 20 or 30 people from each agency in the room shouting answers, taking questions, helping to write things together very, 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 very quickly, folks have a tremendous amount of fun with it. They spend days and days preparing for it. They write out answers that they might have to give in the web chat itself. And then we have this little competition going. There's no winner. There's no prize for the winner, just sort of bragging rights. We have this little competition that goes on between the agencies. And so I think folks think it's a lot of fun, and they love being in contact with their stakeholders. They love talking to the American people about their agendas. This is work that matters a lot to the people in these agencies. They are here because they're deeply committed to the mission of the Labor Department and their agencies. So when they can talk to people about their work, work they're very proud of, and engage them and answer their questions and teach them about what we're trying to accomplish here, I think it really is a tremendous morale booster in the organization.
You know, that's something that perhaps other departments might be able to take from this, is that when you have smart people who are dedicated to the mission, put them in a high-energy, fast-paced environment to be able to interact with their stakeholders and answer those questions and become engaged, doing something new together, that sounds like a win-win really all the way around.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and we really enjoy it, and I love going in there, and it's about 105 degrees in the room because everybody's running around and trying to get answers to the American people. It's really exciting stuff.
Now let's wrap it up with the federal space and what they need to know about the agenda for 2011.
Well, what I'm most proud of here at the department is how we've shifted strategic direction. And this has been true not just in the Labor Department, but in many of the other departments in the agency. We've just issued in October our new strategic plan, a six-year strategic plan, which is required by Congress, but also something that we as an organization are very committed to. And the hallmark of that strategic plan is that rather than doing what government is often accused of doing, which is government talking about government, the strategic plan talks about how we serve the American people, how we make American workers and other stakeholders' lives better. So we have committed ourselves to measuring outcomes that affect workers' lives and making their lives better, and we're going to hold ourselves to a high standard with respect to those outcomes. So what our strategic plan does is lay out how over the next 6 years we are going to improve workers' lives in the workplace, improve their pensions, improve their health care, improve safety and health, improve equal opportunity, help them get better jobs and more jobs. It really does talk about the American people rather than about us. So we have focused our efforts here in the department, as other departments in the Obama administration have done, on the American people and how we can best serve them. And let me also add, we want them to hold us accountable. Our outcome measures, our performance measurement here in the department is going to be a public document, and we're going to let them know how we are going to hold ourselves accountable, and we want them to tell us, are we doing it the right way? Are we not doing it the right way? I'd invite everybody to go to the Labor Department website, which is www.dol.gov. Read the strategic plan. Look at how we're going to measure ourselves. Tell us whether you think we're getting it right.